USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As both presidential candidates agree, Section 230 protecting big tech from liability should be removed. A Senate Commerce Committee hearing with the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter is underway in Washington. Conservative bias and recent censorship has lawmakers giving this extra attention. The First Lady, Melania Trump, is on the campaign trail.
Joe Biden's policy and socialist agenda will only serve to destroy America and all that has been built in the past 4 years.
Campaign spokesman Hogan Gidley says the First Lady is an incredible asset to the country, the president, and the campaign.
You gave us when our family was diagnosed with COVID-19. We are all feeling so much better now, thanks to healthy living and some of the amazing therapeutic options available in our country.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
With the CEOs of Google, Twitter, and Facebook in attendance and ready to answer tough questions about their recent behaviors regarding censorship, Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut decided to make a political statement.
Frankly, I am appalled that my Republican colleagues are holding this hearing literally days before an election when they seem to want to bully and browbeat.
Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota also gave the respondents a political speech. President Trump's campaign website was hacked.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of apparent hacking. For about half an hour Tuesday evening, the campaign website was replaced by an image featuring the logos of the FBI and Department of Justice, saying that the site had been seized and demanding a cryptocurrency ransom. The Trump campaign said in a statement that no data had been accessed and that they were working with law enforcement to determine the source of the hack. The website has since been restored.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wind turbine blades appear to be non-recyclable. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Built to withstand hurricane-force winds, wind turbine blades cannot easily be crushed, recycled, or repurposed, and most are longer than the wing of a 747. Tens of thousands of aging blades are coming down from towers around the world with nowhere to go except landfills in Iowa, South Dakota, and Wyoming. In the U.S. alone, about 8,000 will be removed in each of the next 4 years, according to Bloomberg NEF, New Energy Finance. And that has created an urgent search for alternatives in places that lack wide open prairies where the blades are put out to pasture to be interred in stacks that reach 30 feet under. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
At last count, near the end of 2016, there are roughly 342,000 turbines generating electricity worldwide. Provided Wednesday's races in Texas don't get rained out for a fourth consecutive day, NASCAR is moving to the short track of Martinsville, Virginia Sunday. Driver Chase Elliott is asked his thoughts on an old-school track becoming the deciding factor on who makes the championship four and who doesn't.
It does. I mean, I think Martinsville certainly is a place that deserves to be on the schedule, and I think it deserves to have a important place on the schedule. And where it's been placed in this final 10 races over the last, heck, it's been right there towards the end of the season for a long time. So it's been a deciding factor in who makes the final four every year.
USA Radio News.